Jay!
Young people, what's going on?
Jay Leno, everybody.
How are you?
Hey, you tell a few jokes and try to make a living. That's a gig, you know.
We got to talk about the game show you're working on, but I just read you just drove the 2023 Corvette like a day ago or something, right?
Right. Well, last week, but last week. Yeah, it's the new Z06. It's the 670 horsepower one with a bespoke engine, you know, and it's very, very impressive. I was amazed how fast it was.
Where does Jay Leno test drive a car like that? Not on a street, right?
Well, I mean, streets seem to be the best place. Yeah, on the street.
Well, you're on the salt flats or something?
So what are you speeding? Are you breaking the law?
Are you speeding, Jay?
Oh, no, that would be wrong.
I'm not a car guy, Jay. I don't speed.
Okay. Well, that's pretty evident. I figured that out right away. But yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So let's talk about you bet your life. I mean, this is not something that I remember, but I know I remember the name of it and the premise. Tell us a little bit about the old show versus what you got going.
The premise is very simple. The idea is you bring two complete strangers who've never met. They meet for the first time on the air, and they have to work together to win the money, which they split. And it's amazing how well people get along when you take politics out of the mix, you know. We don't do any politics on the show. So you get like a rapper from Chicago and some guy from the Bayou in Louisiana, and you put them together, and these two have nothing in common, yet to win the money, they have to work as a team.
Common goal.
That's what makes it really funny. It's kind of like... You know, we used to do jaywalking on The Tonight Show. We never pre-interviewed anybody. We just, that guy looks kind of weird or that guy looks kind of funny. Let's talk to him or her, you know. You invite him over and you ask him questions. And it's amazing the answers people would get. I mean, it was just stunning to me. I remember asking people, how was Mount Rushmore formed? And the number of people that said erosion. Just stunned me.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the jaywalking because Kimmel does that similar man on the street thing. Am I to believe Kimmel's is not not there? Those people are not prepped at all.
No, they're not prepped at all. Okay. I don't believe they are because you know what it is. You say to yourself, "Oh, nobody would be that stupid to give that answer," and then they give that answer, and you go, "What?" In fact, we had a lady, we had a contestant on You Bet Your Life a couple weeks ago. She comes out and she goes, Jay Leno, do you remember me? And I'm thinking, do I know this woman? I said, no. She goes, when I was in college, when I was 19, you interviewed me on the street. And I said, oh, okay, what was your question? My question was, who was on Mount Rushmore? And I didn't know, and you made fun of me. I said, okay, well, let me ask you now, who's on Mount Rushmore? So she goes, okay. She goes, Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Roosevelt. And I said, that's very good. I said, which Roosevelt? And she goes, there's more than one? And I said, okay, you know, come back in another 20 years when you have the... But it just made me laugh because it was so spontaneous. It was so funny. And that's really what the whole basis of the show is, you know, just... People come on, and they have to work as a team to win the money.
The three of us get paid to make fun of people. We've been doing it for our whole lives.
Exactly.
So, Jay, those are some big hosting shoes you're filling, though.
Come on, Groucho?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Groucho, the show went off the air in 61, so if you remember that show... God bless you.
I don't.
I was reading about the show and Groucho's version of it and how they didn't really even care about the contestants. It was more of like it was just a place for Groucho to sort of, work his magic and his comedy stuff.
Well, that's kind of what it is. The fun part is really just watching these people try to answer the questions or to see what answer they come up with. But the most fun part is it's just totally ad-lib. There's no... You see, because it's a game show, I am not allowed to have any contact with the contestants because there's money involved. So, like, the idea being, I could see the answer to number five is this, you know, whatever it is. So you're totally working off the cuff. And that's what makes it really fun to do.
Do you use the Grant's tomb question?
We didn't get that one, but... Well, here's one. See if you get this one.
All right.
What bird has killed more Americans since World War II? Than all other birds combined.
What bird has killed more Americans More Americans.
What's the answer, Jay?
Oh, my God.
The fried chicken.
Oh, see, there you go. That's how it works.
That's a great question.
It's like Grant's tomb is him and his wife are buried there, right? Okay, Groucho.
Jay Leno, picks 106 by promoting You Bet Your Life, which he's the host. But I just have to ask a couple random questions. Back to cars for a second. Where are you with electric vehicles?
You know, people think because you like cars, you don't like electric vehicles, but it's still transportation. You know, to me, it's like rock and roll and rap. You can like them both. They're still music, you know, even though they couldn't be more different. And that's, I think, it's with electric cars. I mean, I have a lot of, I guess you'd call them antique gas engines now, but I'm a great fan of electric cars. I mean, I've got a new Tesla Plaid, which is the fastest accelerating vehicle on the planet. I tell people I'm doing it to save the planet. But
one
I'm really
second, Cantera.
Blow up Porsches.
0 to 60 under 2 seconds or something. Insanity.
Under 2 seconds, yeah.
And the horsepower on these things, because they're new and because we're putting these into trucks, we are going full on with the horsepower. All these companies are, aren't they?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I think a kid born today will probably drive in a gasoline-powered car about as often as people drive in a manual transmission car.
Right.
You know, they'll still be around, but it'll be rare.
But the problem is with these batteries, the amount of water it takes the fire department to put out these batteries,
right.
You can put out like 3 house fires with that water. That's a real problem.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, we don't even count how many gasoline fires there are because they happen all the time.
No.
Gasoline fires in cars. I would say there's no more than really a handful of electric car fires. I mean, there's been some, obviously. And
I'm going to step in before this gets political, guys. I don't want this to get political.
Last question for Jay Leno. How would you feel, Mr. Leno, if The Rock was the new James Bond? How would you feel about that?
Well, I like Dwayne. He's a good guy. I don't think he would be James Bond because it's too obvious.
He's kind of pitching himself for it in the new Vanity Fair article. That's why I ask.
You know, I used to, one of my favorite guests was Sean Connery. And Sean Connery is so unlike James Bond in person. You know, Sean Connery was a longshoreman. He was the toughest guy. You know, he was Mr. Universe, third runner-up in 1953. Did you know that?
I did not.
Sean Connery would come to the Tonight Show and he'd say, Gee, what's the latest filthy joke going about, gee? What's the latest filthy joke, you know? And I'd tell him the joke, and he would laugh like a pirate. He would laugh like, he would laugh. I mean, he was like the funniest guy, but he was a tough guy. I mean, when he shook his hand, he'd break your hand in a handshake. And the trick to him was he was like a street brawler, and they put him in a suit and tie and a Savile Row suit, you know, and dressed him up and made him look respectable. But he used to kill me. I used to love him. He was one of my favorite guests.
Well, I bet that nest egg's looking pretty sweet after the last 12 years of this market, AJ.
Yeah, you don't see me complaining.
I got to be honest, it's a real pleasure talking to you today, sir. It's been nice.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. Check out the show and... I think you'll get a kick out of it. People seem to like it just because of the happiness. That's the one thing we get, how happy all the contestants appear to be on the show. We live in such divisive times now when two strangers have to work together instead of arguing. It's kind of nice to see.
I can't wait to see it. Jay, thanks so much.
You bet your life. Go check it out. It's Quinn and Cantera.
Thanks,
Jay Leno.
Guys.